Welcome back to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio is the co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Les Olala, Chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College. Doc, we've got our Bible, and we've got a cup of coffee, and we've got a great topic that we're in the middle of talking about.
We will be continuing the topic on facing very difficult circumstances in life.
In fact, we're calling the series Trusting God Through Personal Trials, and the reason we wanted the word personal in there is because God brings these times into every one of our lives where it seems like our whole life has been shaken up and really shaken down to the very foundations of our faith.
We come to a point in life where trust has to be the anchor point for us. We trust God. And when we get a proper view of who He is, trusting Him becomes the norm of that. We see the whole Chapter 11 of Hebrews is a listing of people who trusted God in adverse circumstances.
And I think sometimes for many of us, myself included, and I think most of our listeners would agree that we kind of go through life talking about trust, and we know it in our head, and we want it in our life, but it never really gets tested very often. And all of a sudden, God brings us to that place where that trust is tested. And oftentimes it's tested by an excruciating personal trial that comes into our life. And we talked about how that really weighs in on a person's life and how it really weighs in on the person's faith. And you've been walking us through four important steps for such a time when our faith is really shaken to its very roots. And we began with the first of those steps is really the step of acknowledging the fact that God has allowed this reality to come to place in our life.
That's probably the shortest step of all of this, acknowledging. It is evident after a few days after the shock is gone that this really indeed is true.
Now, our last broadcast, you spent the whole broadcast talking us through how to accept the new reality and really how to bring our reaction to that or our response to that in line with what God has. And that involved a very difficult thing. That involved dethroning me.
Yeah, dethroning self and enthroning God. And that's centered in the word trust, where we trust God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. And you look at the word trust, where it's the absolute confidence that we have in his ability to do his perfect will in us. See, we're so concerned about us. We make our life so much about me. That we don't like anything that upsets what would be our normal function. And we don't like anything that would upset the things that make life fun for us. Well, life doesn't have to be fun. We do need joy. Joy does not come from happenings. Happiness comes from happenings. Joy comes from an anchored relationship in trust to God. And we know that, you know what? Nothing is out of God's control. Circumstance very negative at this point. Have a settled peace. God is in control.
And that leads us down the path to thankfulness and worship. And we saw that both in the life of Job as a trial came upon him, and we saw it also in the life of David as he suffered the consequences for a personal failure. Both of these men came to that place where they trusted God with the new reality that was going on in their life, and it led them to thankfulness and to worship.
Yes. When they finally accepted and they hadn't acknowledged that this is true, they had said, okay, I accept this now. I trust you, God. I worship you.
Now, you said in the opening broadcast where you summarized the four stages that we're talking through that the third stage was critical. And that third stage, you're calling the adapt stage.
This stage is probably the pivot point of whether or not I am used of God to use this circumstance in life to help others, or I resist the working of God. I turn bitter, oftentimes with a shortened life, and then I refuse to be a tool in God's hands because I am angry at God for what he has allowed, and in our opinion, he could have avoided.
So in the acknowledge step, I have to come to grips with reality. In the accept step, I have to come to grips with both my reputation and my response. What is it in the adapt stage that I've got to deal with?
I have to realign my whole life because I don't know normal anymore. I wake up and normal is gone. Never will be back. I will never know what I once knew. I will never wake up another morning and know what I once knew. Okay, so I have to deal with that. How am I going to adapt to this circumstance? What is going to happen? And to me, it takes two things. Number one is a new mindset that eventually leads to a new ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I don't get a new mindset, bitterness takes over. I refused the goal of conformity. When somebody says, well, maybe the Lord is using this to conform you more to himself, in everything give thanks, this is the will of God for you. What is that will of God? That I might be conformed to his Son.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that conformity? The fruit of the Spirit, love, mm-hmm. joy, peace, my God relationship, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, my others relationship, faithfulness, meekness, temperance, my self relationship. All of my relationships in life are controlled by the Holy Spirit. And that fruit of the Spirit is manifest in my life. God doesn't allow anything into my life that is not going to strengthen one of those fruits, because each one of the trials that God allows to come into my life is to perfect something of that fruit in my life. If it's love I'm lacking, it'll be a person. If it's peace and joy I'm lacking, it'll be a circumstance. If it's patience, it'll be some situation out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
We are control freaks.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But when God puts us in a circumstance we cannot control, then patience has to grow, and that settled peace has to come as a result of that. And then in turn, we then, with faithfulness, function and live our lives under his control.
Which is why that trust step is so important, because I'll never do that if I don't trust. Somebody described trust as believing in the dark.
Yes, that's a good way to say that, where I don't see what's happening. Now I come to this adapt point. And in my own life, I went through this with the very near tragic thing with our son's mm-hmm. arm situation, with our daughter's circumstance, with the fact that I thought I had lost my wife in death, and you were a part of walking, helping me mm-hmm. walk through that circumstance as we are flying back from the West Coast with her in surgery, descending aorta, dissected, and it was a very shocking thing. Okay, now I'm thinking, how do we adapt? With the circumstance with our daughter, I had to go through a process of thinking, okay, do I go back logging? Do I go trucking? What do I do? I literally put myself at the mercy of the board. I put myself at the mercy of our church council. I sat still. I didn't do a thing except sit still and wait on counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I accepted, I was open to anything that God had for me, mm-hmm. and I had perfect peace about it. And if it go back in the truck, I had peace about that. If it was go back up north, go logging with the family, I had peace about it. Because I knew one thing, that God was in control of this whole thing. But it had to be a new mindset.
Mm.
I had to literally live what I had preached. In everything, give thanks.
Mm.
Because when a circumstance comes, I have three ways to react to it. Number one, look at it and get bitter. Forget conformity. Forget the fact that God wants me to be like his son. Okay, I'm not going to accept that. Number two, ignore it, bypass it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about the fruit of the Spirit. I'm going to pretend that I have it. I'm going to pretend and live plastic. So one is bitterness, the other is plastic. And from a distance, you look good, but when people get close, they know plastic from real fruit.
Oh, yeah.
You try to sink your tooth into a plastic a plastic peach, and you're going to be heading for the dentist again.
Yeah, hopefully my teeth, unless you're in West Virginia, then you sink your tooth.
Well, I'm from the UP of Michigan, so it could be my tooth. Plastic is not good. So the third option is look to God with absolute trust.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Paul say in Philippians 4? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with
Thanksgiving,
let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes what?
All understanding.
All understanding. See, the new mind
mm-hmm.
passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now God gives me grace to go through the circumstance. I don't bypass it. I don't ignore it. I don't get bitter at God. God gives me grace to go through. Jesus is not the bridge over troubled waters. He is my grace through troubled waters.
That's good.
So suddenly, The Spirit of God ministers through the Word of God to my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions. I am brought into contentment and peace. My body enjoys the benefit of a settled soul. I don't have a psychosomatic sickness because of an unsettled soul.
Right.
And so the body then enjoys the benefit of that, and now God gives me grace through. What do? I reflect the fruit of the Spirit. I'm satisfied with His goal of conforming me to His Son. And nothing will grow us spiritually into conformity like difficulties that are out of our control. See, if everything in our life is manageable and we're getting our own way, we're doing our own thing, we're seeing our own little goals, and we're seeing our own little projects fulfilled, and you know what? Satan doesn't mind that because it's as powerless as a burnt-out firecracker. But you let somebody go through the trial, and you let somebody prove God faithful in the midst of all of it, and then suddenly you will see that Christ is being exalted. Other people in difficulty say, "He went through that? I thought their lives were perfect." See, most people assume they're the only ones going through difficulty because most of us are too proud to share the things in our life that are deep heartaches. Mm-hmm. And somebody else say, "You went through that? How did God show Himself faithful?" This is what God did.
And that leads into the whole idea of a new ministry.
A new ministry. The new mindset where I turn to rejoicing and praise. I accept and I adapt to this. Now the new ministry is turning to hurting people. I've asked ladies who have come in and men who have come in whose mates have left them, and they're looking for an escape. I said, "Do you realize how many people in the United States of America are in your circumstance? Who's going to minister to them? Somebody who has a perfectly happy marriage? Well, we can share Bible principle. Who's going to help them? It's somebody who's been through the deep waters of rejection and have proven God faithful, and that's a new ministry." And I said, "You can run and solve your own way, or you can make a new ministry out of this and say, you know what, I'm going to let God use the circumstance I'm in as a new ministry to me." I have received calls from different parts of the world and many, many parts of the United States, people I do not know who are aware of some of our circumstances in years by, from 20, 22 years ago, and as recent as 9 years ago with Charlene.
I know that many of our listeners are right here where we're talking. And if you're hearing the broadcast today and this is something that God is using in your life, you can get this broadcast as well as all of the other broadcasts at our website, www.thewordforlife.org. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you.